Anyway, the fact of the matter is, another film based on one of his comics is coming out in 2009 called Watchmen, which I will suggest you
I have
a question about that.
Okay.
Have they actually started filming it yet?
They have started filming, yes.
They
this
have.
This is actually going ahead
now.
Oh, God. Zack Snyder is very, very adamant that it does. And I'm very, very, very scared because I know it's not going to be any good and nothing will convince me otherwise.
Is it known who's going to star it? Who's going to be in it?
I think it's mostly unknowns, actually.
But didn't,
which is surprising.
Didn't Neil Gaiman, wasn't he trying to... Not Neil Gaiman, what am I talking about?
Not Neil Gaiman.
Why did I say his name? No.
Because Neil Gaiman and Alan Moore are closely associated with each other.
Not Neil. Why did I say... No. I was going to say that guy... Terry.
Terry.
Gilla. The guy from...
Terry Gilliam.
Terry Gilliam.
Yes. He was supposed to do it once upon a time, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, he quite rightly said it's unfilmable, and it is. It's one of those huge ass stories that cannot be contained within 2 or even 3 hours. It needs a mini series of 1 hour installments in 12 parts.
Well,
that's what it needs, but it's not going to get that. It's going to get a rushed film where lots of plot points are, you know, missed out, or the film takes on a hugely different meaning. With V for Vendetta, it was easy to condense the plot because there's a lot of meandering. But in Watchmen, it's all very finely packed in because V for Vendetta was at the beginning of Moore's career, whereas Watchmen was well into his heyday, one might say. So.
Period.
There is that, so yeah.
No. I remember reading that they were going to film the, they were going to make the pirate part its own animated.
Yeah, the pirate, within the story of Watchmen, there's a pirate comic that this boy at this newspaper stand reads. And Zack Snyder was very adamant that he'd actually film every single part of that and either put it in the film or put it on the DVD. So I don't know how that's going to pan out. He sounds like he's very enthusiastic and he wants to succeed, but it may come across as fan wankish, and I may just be like, ugh. The thing of the matter is, though, I just have no confidence in anyone doing a good job of this within the constrained format they've chosen, because, you know, it's one of those stories. You can't do it within that time frame. It's just impossible. It's like trying to shove several cats into a very small bag. It's impossible.
Well, not
always.
The
cats get out. The cats run out. You know, that's what's going to happen. The cats are all going to run out with Watchmen. That's going to go...
Yeah, or else...
I don't know.
The cat may or may not be dead. He's up. Sure.
So I don't know if it's been a reference, but the guy who's directing the movie is the guy who made 300 and Dawn of the Dead.
The thing about that is, though, 300 is a very stylistic comic. Lavish landscapes. Zack Snyder is fantastic at that. Watchmen, very minimalistic. The layouts are very minimalist. The locations are very normal and ordinary.
Was 300 co-produced by Gaiman, I think?
It might have been, but Gaiman didn't write Watchmen. Gaiman has no association with Watchmen.
Oh,
yeah.
I know.
Is he Sandman?
What I meant.
Yes.
What did you mean?
What I meant is that the 300 is not on the wasn't meant just Zack Snyder's thing, but also Gaiman. Gaiman's input.
Yeah, I suppose. But the thing about that is, like I say, Watchmen, and comparing Watchmen and 300 is silly because 300 is like much smaller for one thing, relies much more on visuals. You know, Watchmen is just very, like I say, very tightly packed. Its story cannot be withheld within the format it's been given.
And
so my confidence in the film is very, very low. And I'd really, really love to be proven wrong on this, but it's not likely to happen. So. Anyway, Dave, you were going to say something.
Oh, yeah, I was. It was going to be about Watchmen.
Go on, then.
I'm trying to remember what I was going to say. I'm getting distracted. Okay.
Sorry.
Well, did you ever read the script that they were going to film in the 1980s?
I never got around to reading that script.
Oh, it ended very differently.
They cut out the should I spoil Watchmen for everyone? No, I'm all right. They cut out the very pivotal point at the end that changed the whole world around them. They cut out that, didn't they?
Yeah,
What did they replace it with?
What they did was that the heroes of the story actually became heroes, and there was this time travel, and one of the events that made Dr. Manhattan didn't happen.
Right.
And then what happened was that, like, everything became happy. But all the heroes of that universe were actually shoved into our world, and so they appeared in front of that black kid, and he was reading a Watchman comic book.
What?
Yeah, that's...
That is so fucking meta and pointless. That is...
Because it was like, oh, let's make a happy ending.
That's silly.
Instead of a more pivotal...
That was written by Sam Hamm, wasn't it?
Hamm.
He wrote the Batman film, which, you know, is arguably quite a good film, but... Yeah, he had no idea what he was doing with Watchmen.
That was,
anyway, enough of this geekery. Torture, Smindas, and Sofox can't contribute to this.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something else. So I could sit here and talk about Watchmen for a good 45 minutes, but I'm not going to. So
please,
let's think of something else.